This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Metal Chris has been hard at work during the top of the hour break. He's doing discovery. He's doing research for the Oscar Mayer Wiener race at the Indy 500.
This is the first one referencing this year.
Yeah,
first time they're doing it. And there's
what'd you find out?
There's half a dozen cars or Wiener Mobiles or whatever they are, and each one represents a different style of hot dog from, I guess, a different part of the country. So they have like
Have like bratwurst, you have hot dog, you have Chicago, maybe a Chicago dog.
The East will have a New York dog. I don't know what that's supposed to be besides a Nathan's, which is not them clearly, but whatever.
Pretty simple, right?
They've got Southeast features, the slaw dog. There's a chili dog for the South. Seattle dog is Northwest, and Sonoran dog is also Southwest.
Sonoran dog's got some spice
clearly
on
not,
it.
Not involved is a half smoke or any kind of version of a half smoke.
Yeah, which represents what?
That would be ours.
Exactly.
That would be ours.
Here's the thing. I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My buddy Chase Hughes, who of course does a tremendous job covering the Wizards for Monumental Sports Network, and you hear him on the radio broadcast as well, working down at Courtside right here on the Team 980. So he was at Wrigley Field for the first time last week because he was in Chicago for the NBA draft lottery and workouts and whatever. So he goes to Wrigley Field for the first time, and he puts out a picture of a Chicago dog. Okay, pretty standard. Now, I've been to Wrigley Field. I lived in Chicago for 6 years. My daughter is from Chicago, or she was born in Chicago. My son grew up in Chicago. Okay. I've never had a Chicago dog. Ever. Why?
Have you had deep dish pizza?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Deep dish pizza is great. It's better than New York style pizza, I'll tell you that much. If it's made right, it is way better than New York style pizza.
I'm a Chicago fan also.
You know, New York style pizza is good, especially, you know, not Sicilian, which is way too much dough. But like a round Neapolitan pizza with the drippings, from the cheese, wonderful, right? But Chicago style pizza, deep dish with all the cheese and however, you know, places do slightly different, the cheese in the middle, the cheese on top, whatever, sauce on the top. I prefer Giordano's, but whatever. Chicago deep dish pizza is so good, so good. I mean, it is just the best. But a Chicago-style hot dog, I got to say this, is revolting. Like, I love hot dogs. I don't really eat many hot dogs with the bun because I'm trying to save on the carbs, even though I don't do a good enough job of that in my real life.
Are you betting against the Chicago-style dog then?
Yes! Because the Chicago-style hot dog sucks. If you don't know what a Chicago-style dog is, first we start with a poppy seed bun. Okay. Not my choice, but all right, whatever. It's an all-beef hot dog, which automatically means it's a good-tasting dog. And then it gets ruined. Yellow mustard, bleh, should always be spicy brown mustard. Chopped white onions, okay.
I love raw onions.
I prefer sauteed onions.
No, I like raw onions, but they got more bite.
Yeah, they also make your breath smell way worse.
Like, we're talking about putting slaw and stuff on hot dogs. I don't think breath is the highest concern here.
Well, here's another thing you'll find out about me. I love coleslaw. I would never put coleslaw on a hot dog. Okay? I mean, like...
Sauerkraut, though?
I grew up in New York, where sauerkraut is way, way, way bigger, I think, in New York than it is elsewhere. I have not had sauerkraut in probably 25-ish years. All I remember sauerkraut doing is making me not feel very good. So I try and avoid it. I never buy it, never have it, never would choose it. I mean, it's not like I would go, oh, I could never eat it. Just would never choose it, okay? But that's neither here nor there. Just like I would never choose yellow mustard over spicy brown mustard.
Now that I agree with.
I'd rather have it plain than have yellow mustard.
Oh, I want my fancy Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon is different than just straight up yellow mustard. Now.
That's what I'm saying. I want something little seeds in it and stuff. I love all that. Yeah.
So now keep this in mind, right, for your Memorial Day barbecues, picnics, parties, what have you, whatever you do. Okay. Don't do what they do in Chicago. Yellow mustard. Blech. Poppy seed bun. Okay.
Look, any bun that can make you fail a drug test, I'm with. I'm down with. Let's get the poppy seed buns.
How did I know you were going to say something like that, Chris?
That Seinfeld episode where they're eating the bagels. Anyway.
Chopped white onions. Again, better if it was sauteed onions, but okay. I can live with that. Here's where it also gets really weird. A bright green sweet pickle relish. Now, I like relish. Bright green, I can live with that. I wouldn't say, ugh, no. I love pickles. You know where I don't want a pickle? On my damn hot dog. It's got a dill pickle spear on the damn hot dog. Now, you want to give me, like, chopped up pickles? You want to do like a couple of thin slices? All right, whatever. Normally I wouldn't say that, but I'm not like, ugh, because I love pickles. But a big old dill pickle spear, get lost. And then it gets worse. This is all a Chicago-style hot dog. It gets worse. They put tomato slices on the hot dog. Tomato slices on a hot dog. Then it gets even more insane. Pickled sport peppers. And just for good measure, a dash of celery salt. Count with me, boys and girls, how many of those ingredients we were even, like, partially acceptable with. I guess the poppy seed bun. Pickles in a different way, so that doesn't count because I don't want a dill pickle spear. The sweet pickle relish, okay. White onions, maybe like two total of the 16,000 different ingredients on a Chicago-style dog. Would we be happy with? They say the assembly of a Chicago hot dog, according to Wikipedia, and I've done extensive research on this, is like being, quote, dragged through the garden. Listen, everybody loves fresh vegetables, right? Fresh herbs. If you get some freshly grown tomatoes, great. Salad, make a tomato sauce. You put a slice of tomato on a sandwich, right? Roast beef, turkey, whatever. On a hot dog? On a hot dog. What are we doing here, people? This is just Chicago perfected, I believe, the perfect pizza.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Although, I gotta say, Detroit-style pizza is pretty damn good, too.
Also a fan of those, yeah.
Yeah. Detroit's like JP and B-Mitch and Ahmet brought in some Chicago style, I mean Detroit style pizza yesterday from a local place here in the Navy Yard that I've ordered from once, and Detroit style pizza is good, pretty good, but Chicago style pizza is the best, not Chicago thin wafer pizza, because they also make that, and that's also not very good.
No, it's, I don't like the cracker crust.
I don't know what the hell happened here. Chicago created the perfect pizza. The perfect pizza. They also have a place called Portillo's, which I've talked about from time to time, which has like thinly sliced roast beef or what they call Italian beef. And a lot of times they'll put it in combination with an Italian sausage on a hoagie roll, right? And they'll put, you can get it, you know, however you want it. They'll put a little au jus on it, which is, you know, the thin gravy, or you could do that. And they'll put something else Chicago is kind of known for, and that's jardinara, which is like pickled vegetables, which is a little carrot, sometimes cauliflower, onions, and it's in like a vinegary pickled juice or brine. And they have spicy jardinera. They have mild jardinera. I like the mild jardinera. Some people like the spicy jardinera, but that's pretty good too. They haven't ruined that. But Chicago is either great, i.e. the pizza, or they're awful, i.e. the hot dog. The Chicago-style dog sucks. It is not good. Nobody needs to be dragged through a garden to eat a hot dog. Sorry. And it looks like a childhood painting. Like a child's painting. Not childhood. It looks like basically a six-year-old was given access to a bunch of paint with a smock, and they just... I mean, it's got some red, it's got some darkish green, it's got some bright green, it's got the yellow from the horrible yellow mustard, it's got the red beefish color of the hot dog, it's got the black from the poppy seeds, it's got the white from the rest of the bun. It just looks like a six-year-old went painting at the kitchen table. Am I missing something here? Is the Chicago-style dog disgusting, overrated, or the very few of you, and maybe it's some from Chicago, I don't know, that you actually love it. And I'm missing something because I never had one because it looked awful. And by the way, I guess the original Chicago-style dog does not include ketchup, which a lot of people have a problem with. But
all
there are
all of Pittsburgh a little upset right now.
What, for the ketchup?
Yeah.
What is ketchup a big thing in
Heinz Field?
Oh yeah, you're right.
It's a whole thing in Pittsburgh.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. I don't know. I mean, like, I love hot dogs. Love hot dogs. Little, if you want to put a little cheese sauce on it. I don't do a lot of chili just because, you know. But if you want to put a little chili on it, hey, understand? Not chili with beans, just chili meat. Chris, what kind of hot dog? The ideal hot dog would be?
For myself, let's see.
Because you mentioned a bunch of them.
I love
like Seattle
smoked
dogs and Sonoran dogs, and that's got like all sorts of hot, spicy stuff. So, I mean, if you like that, you're probably going to
like
that.
Spicy
we mentioned
stuff,
the sauerkraut. Yeah. We mentioned the Chicago-style dog. You got bratwurst. You got knockwurst, whatever. Ideal hot dog for you is?
I like some spicy stuff. Let's say some chili on there, get some shredded cheese, but like that Mexican taco style cheese probably be the way to go. Definitely no sour cream. I don't want that. That it's too strong of a flavor and dulls everything else down. But, you know, I might put a little hot sauce
sour,
on there.
I mean,
too.
Sour cream would balance out some of the spice in
the
heat.
Yeah, but I don't know. No. I want more savory. I don't like the sour cream as much. It's okay on the side kind of thing. Maybe it's a dip. I don't want it on there. You know what I'm saying? But maybe some hot sauce on there. Get a little kick on there, you know?
Okay.
Get something like that. I think
like Tabasco or Frank's hot sauce or
raw
what?
Onions, though. I love that, too. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What kind of hot sauce do you want? Do you want Tabasco? Do you want like
Tabasco's
Frank's hot
fine,
sauce?
Tabasco's fine, but that's kind of like when you have no other hot sauce, you go with Tabasco,
right,
you know?
And, right.
But usually, I mean, if I'm traveling, I love to find like a local, you know, something, you know, especially if you're out west somewhere, Denver, Phoenix, or anything like that, you can get some great hot sauces. But even now, there's so many people that make them in places. But big fan of Cholula, though.
Cholula's a good one. All right, so if I threw out to our lovely listening audience who doesn't want to talk about the Nats but may want to talk about food, the Chicago-style hot dog is awful, not good, disgusting, brutal. And I hate talking about a city that I love so much, but it is awful. Let me repeat, awful with a capital A.
They got some good beer out there, too, though.
They do.
Good breweries.
They do. There's no doubt about it. A little old style, right? That is a big Wrigley Field thing.
We got Goose Island is
Goose Island, sure. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And again, I lived in Chicago for 6 years, never had a Chicago-style hot dog because it looks brutal. It looks disgusting. It's, like they say, basically dragging the hot dog through a garden. What is the perfect Memorial Day weekend, right? Lots of you are going to have hot dogs. What is the perfect hot dog? What is the perfect hot dog in your eyes? Is it as simple as just a spritz of ketchup? Is it that awful, disgusting yellow mustard stuff that so many of you are hoodwinked into liking? Is it basically a chili dog? A cheese dog? Is it, I don't know. I mean, people are going to be grossed by this. I'd put some mayonnaise.
What about a vegan non-meat dog? Where does that rank? Would you rather have a Chicago style?
I'd rather have nothing at that point. Have you had vegan hot dogs a lot?
I have dated several meat-free women over the years. For some reason, this has happened. It's just a common thing for women I've dated, it seems. So, yes, I have. I've had almost all the different vegetarian and meat-free meats at some point or another. And some of them I actually don't mind as much, but the dogs were one that I could never. They're just something about a hot dog you can't replicate with whatever they're putting in those fake vegan dogs.
And you know, not only do you have that, but real quickly, I was to say this. When we're talking about the perfect hot dog, does that mean, right, we distinguish between Italian sausage, between bratwurst, between what's the other kind? Like
a kraut. You got sauerkraut.
Well, no. I'm saying in terms of the style of dog, right? Because you have bratwurst, which is big in Milwaukee in the Midwest. You have, you know, kielbasa, right? Kielbasa is different. You know,
that's more of sausage. I don't know if you count those as dog.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, I count those more as sausages, different types of sausage. I guess bratwurst is a different type of sausage, not a hot dog. So ideally what we're looking for is a traditional meat, all beef presumably. Maybe some of you like turkey, whatever. But what's on it? That's the key. That's the question that we want to get at. I don't know how we got into this, but I saw. Oh, we got into it because at the Indy 500,
they're having the
great
today.
Wiener dog races. That, so we, believe it or not, we turned a food topic from a sports topic, and blame Chris if you don't like it because it's all his fault.
Yeah, I'm hungry, man.
on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.